Hi, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Reading a Story with Aaron Cohen. So today's topic, we'll be reading a story, the second part of the story, about Rebbe Akiva. So let's go on. Before we start, this is what you'll be able to do today. Can you remember the new words? Can you answer questions about part one of the story? Can you learn new words? Can you understand part two of the story? So let's see. Let's start. What you need for the lesson today is a pencil and a notebook. So go ahead, go get a pencil and a notebook. Do you remember these words? Now, these words we spoke about last lesson. Do you remember them? Look at the words for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Do you remember them? Go ahead. Let's add some pictures. A field. Do you remember what a field means? A village. Do you remember what a village means? Fall asleep. Do you remember what it means to fall asleep? Do you remember what it means to be upset or angry? Let's go on. Okay. Now let's check your homework. First, let's go over the words in the chart. An animal is a chaya. A place is a makom. A thing, davar. An action is a peula. A feeling. Feelings of hargasha. Now let's check the answers to the homework that you did last time. Number one, donkey. A donkey, this animal makes this sound. Well, it goes like this. Where has it? Donkey goes. That's right. If you put a donkey under an animal, that is correct. A donkey is an animal. Next, fall asleep. Fall asleep. The boy falls asleep in a chair. So fall asleep is an action. Fall asleep. Angry. Angry. Be happy. Don't be angry. So angry is a feeling. A lantern. Do you remember what a lantern is? A lantern. Rebbe Akiva uses the lantern for light. A lantern is a thing. So we put it here, a lantern. A village. A village. Rebbe Akiva goes to a village to find a place to sleep. A place. A village is a place. Lie down. The boy is tired, so he lies down in bed. Lies down is an action, right? He lies down. A rooster. A rooster. A fox eats up Rebbe Akiva's rooster. A rooster. You remember what happened in the story? Upset. Upset is like angry. Don't be upset. Everything will be okay. Upset is also a feeling. A donkey fall asleep, angry, a lantern, a village, lie down, a rooster, and upset. Those were our old words. Do you remember them? I have a question. Where would you write a field in the chart? Do you remember what a field is? A field? Rabbi Akiva doesn't go to sleep in the village, but he goes to a field. Correct. A field, it goes in the chart under a place, because a field is a place. Good job. Okay, now I'm going to ask you questions about the story we read last lesson. I want you to write your answers in your notebook. Here are the questions. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number one. Where is Rabbi Akiva going in the beginning of the story? So remember the story last time, what we read last time. Where is Rabbi Akiva going in the beginning of the story? You can look at the picture to help you. Here's a faraway place. If you know the answer, you can write it down. How about this? You can look at the story to help you answer the question. Where is Rabbi Akiva going in the beginning of the story? You can take a look at the story to help you answer the question. All right. Let's check our answer. Here is the part where it tells us the answer to the question. Let's read it. Rabbi Akiva is on his way to a faraway place. A faraway place. Makom Rachok. So our answer could be, he is walking to a faraway place. Or, Rabbi Akiva is on his way to a faraway place. This is the answer to the question. Check your answer. If you have to make changes, you can write our answer down in your notebook. All right, let's go to question number two. Why does Rabbi Akiva sleep in a field? Why does Rabbi Akiva sleep in a field? You can look at the pictures to help you answer the question. Do you remember these pictures? You have a village. He went to the village. No one let him in. He went to sleep in the field. Why does Rabbi Akiva sleep in the field? Why? Why is it Lama? You can look at the story to help you. Why does Rabbi Akiva sleep in a field? All right, let's see. Here it is. Here's the answer. In the evening, he stops at a village. Rabbi Akiva stops at a village and tries to find a place to sleep. But nobody wants to take him in. Nobody wants to take him in. So our answer to the question is, why does Rabbi Akiva sleep in the field? Because no one lets Rabbi Akiva sleep in their house, right? Nobody let them sleep in the house. Let Zemavsher or Marshe, because no one lets Rabbi Akiva sleep in their house. Or, because the people in the village don't take him in. They don't take Rabbi Akiva in. So he had nowhere to sleep. So he went to the field to go to sleep. All right. You can write that, check your answers, and you can write it down, write the correct answer in your notebook if you have to. All right, let's go on to question number 3. Is Rabbi Akiva upset about sleeping in the field? Why? Is Rabbi Akiva upset about sleeping in the field? Think about the question. Is means you want a yes or no answer. Is like Haim. Haim, Rabbi Akiva. And go on. Is Rabbi Akiva upset about sleeping in the field? Why? Lama. Why yes, why no? So look at the story to help you answer the question. Is Rabbi Akiva upset? Remember, upset means lo sameach. Is Rabbi Akiva upset about sleeping in the field? Why? Look at the story to try to find the answer. Here it is. Is Rabbi Akiva angry or upset? Not at all. Bichlal lo. Whatever Hashem does is for the good, he says. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. Whatever means kol davar sheh. So whatever Hashem does is for the good. Bishvil atov. So what's our answer? Is Rabbi Akiva upset about sleeping in the field? Why? No, he isn't. Because whatever Hashem does is for the good. So he's not upset. Whatever happens to him, Hashem is doing it for his good. For the good for him. And whatever we said, kol davar sheh, whatever. All right, that was a review. Let's read the rest of the story. The rest of the story is the Shaar HaSipur, the rest of the story. Here we go. Now, before we read, look at these two pictures. Do you remember what happens at the end of the story? Do you remember? All right, let's read. Here we go. During the night, during the Bemeshech, during the night, the wind blows out his lantern. The wind blows out the lantern. A fox eats up his rooster, and a lion eats up his donkey. So now Rabbi Akiva has no light, he doesn't have his rooster, and he doesn't have his lion. He doesn't have his donkey. Again, Rabbi Akiva says, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Wow, even after all these things that look bad that happened to him, Rabbi Akiva says, whatever, kol davar sheh, whatever Hashem does is for the good. And what happens in the village during that night? And what happens in the village, right? On the same night, the same night, what happened? A terrible thing. Uh-oh. Roman soldiers sack the village. The soldiers, they sack the village and take many men to prison. What do you think? What do you think Rabbi Akiva will say when he hears about what happened in the village? Again, what do you think Rabbi Akiva will say? It means, what will he say? Mahu yagid. What will he say when he hears about what happened in the village? He's going to find out. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to say? What do you think? So I think after reading the whole story, the first part of the story, I think he will say that whatever Hashem does is for the good. Right? Because he's been saying that all the time. He always says, whatever Hashem does is for the good. So that's what I think he will say. Did you think the same thing? Did you think something else? All right, let's go on. Let's read the rest of the story. Hashar Sipur. But first, let's learn a few new words. To himself means la'atzmo. That's to himself. Soon we'll see these words inside the story. Look for means lichapes. Didn't give any light means lo natan shum or. Look here, didn't, first of all, tells me it happened in the past, zebavar, and it means no. Didn't give any light. Any here means shum or. Lo natan shum or. And the other one is didn't make any noise. Again, didn't, ze lo ba'avar. Didn't make any noise. Lo asa shum rash. Those are our new words. To himself, latzmo. Look for, lichapes. Didn't give any light, lo natan shum, or didn't make any noise, lo asa shum rash. Also, were dead. Hayu meitim. Were dead. Well, if you remember, that's what happened to his animals. Okay. Can you find the new words in the last paragraph of the story? The last paragraph means hapiska ha'achrona of the story, shel ha'sipur. This is the last paragraph of the story. That means we read the whole story, but now we have one more paragraph to read. So let's look for the new words. Number one, to himself. Do you remember what it means? To himself. Latzmo. Can you find it in the story? Go ahead. Try to find it in the story. Here it is. To himself. Excellent. When Rabbi Akiva hears that, he says to himself. All right. Soon you'll read the story. Hold on. Let's see. Look for. Where is look for? Look for lichapes. Where is look for? Did you find it? Here it is. The soldiers didn't come to look for me in the field. Look for. Next. Didn't give any light. Didn't give any light. Shum or. Lo natan shum or. Did you find it? Here it is. My lantern didn't give any light. Next. Didn't make any noise. Didn't make any noise. Lo asa shum rash. Can you find it? Where does it say it in the story? In the last paragraph. There it is. My animals didn't make any noise. Okay. Last one. Were dead. Can you find it? Were dead. Hayu meitim. Dead. Where does it say they were dead? Or were dead? Right. There it is. They were dead. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what I want you to do now is read on and find out what Rabbi Akiva says. What do I mean? Read the paragraph to yourselves. I'll give you 3 minutes to yourself. I'll give you 3 minutes. As you are reading, think about this question. What does Rabbi Akiva say after the whole story? All right. 3 minutes I'll give you. Go ahead. Start reading. Okay, good job. Now, let's read and find out what Rabbi Akiva says at the end of the paragraph. Here we go. Well, I'll tell you what he says, and then we'll read it all together. Rabbi Akiva says that whatever Hashem does is for the good. That's what he always says, and he's right. So let's look. Let's read together. When Rabbi Akiva hears that, that is zeh. What is that? What do you mean he hears that? All right, I'll tell you. If you probably thought of it, it means when he hears what happened in the village. Remember what happened in the village? The soldiers came to the village and took many of the men to prison. Oy vavoy. So when Rabbi Akiva hears that, when he shomea et ze, ma shekara, he says to himself, I didn't sleep in the village, right? Lo yashanti, I didn't sleep in the village, so the soldiers didn't take me to prison. Because he didn't sleep in the village, the soldiers didn't take Rabbi Akiva to prison. And the soldiers didn't come to look for me in the field. Right? What's look for? The chapes. They didn't come to look for Rabbi Akiva in the field. Why? Because my lantern didn't give any light. Lo natan shum or, right? His lantern didn't have any light. And my animals didn't make any noise. My animals didn't make any noise. Lo osu shum rash. Why? They were dead. Because the fox and the lion ate them up. So Rabbi Akiva said, whatever, kol devar sheh, whatever Hashem does is for the good. Right? It looked bad, Rabbi, it looked bad. When Rabbi Akiva's lantern went out, he had no light, and nobody let Rabbi Akiva sleep in the village, and his animals were eaten up. But Rabbi Akiva always knew that whatever Hashem does is for the good. And now we actually see why. Why everything happened to Rabbi Akiva. Wow. Okay. Let's go on. Let's think about the end of the story. Here's the question. How did Hashem help Rabbi Akiva in the story? How did Hashem help Rabbi Akiva? Write three ways. So I want you to write down three ways. Shalosh drachim. Okay, but how I want you to do it is write the letter. Here are the letters. And I want you to write the letter next to the correct number. For example, you want to read, the soldiers didn't take Rabbi Akiva to prison because, and then you want to take one of these letters, the rest of the sentence, and write it over here. Okay? All right. So I want you to take 3 minutes and in your notebook, read the beginning of the sentence and find the end of the sentence and write the correct answer next to the numbers. And remember, the question is, how did Hashem help Rabbi Akiva in the story? All right, you have 3 minutes. Go ahead. Okay. All right. So let's go over your answers. Let's see. Number one. The soldier. How did Hashem help Rabbi Akiva in the story? Number one. The soldiers didn't take Rabbi Akiva to prison because B. Because Rabbi Akiva was sleeping in the field, right? He was sleeping in the field, so he wasn't in the village. And Hashem helped Rabbi Akiva sleep in the field because nobody let him in. All right, good job. Number two, the soldiers didn't look for Rabbi Akiva because look for Zilchapes. So the soldiers didn't look for Rabbi Akiva because, let's see the answer, because C, the soldiers didn't see any light in the field, right? The soldiers didn't see any light, shum or, in the field. Why? Because the wind blew out the light in the lantern. And we have another answer too. The soldiers didn't look for Rabbi Akiva because E, Rabbi Akiva's animals didn't make any noise, right? The animals that Rabbi Akiva had didn't make any noise. Lo asa shum rash. Because they were dead. But it didn't look good at the beginning, but then it came out to be okay because the soldiers didn't come and look for Rabbi Akiva. So these are our answers to the story, and that is the whole story that we went over. Wow, great job. So let's see. But before we get to the now you can see, let's just go over the story again. Rabbi Akiva went to a faraway place. And he got to a village, and he wanted to go to sleep, but nobody let him in. And that didn't look good. But Rabbi Akiva said, whatever Hashem does is for the good. So Rabbi Akiva went to the field, to a field to go to sleep. And then during the night, a wind came and blew out his light. Oy, it looked bad. But Rabbi Akiva said, no, whatever Hashem does is for the good. And then a fox came and ate up his rooster. And then a lion came and ate up his donkey. And it looked bad. But Rabbi Akiva said, whatever Hashem does is for the good. And during that same night, soldiers came and took the men from the village to prison. But Rabbi Akiva was okay. Hashem protected. Hashem did whatever Hashem does is for the good and protected Rabbi Akiva. So that is our story about Rabbi Akiva. Great job. You guys read that in English. Amazing. So let's see what you can do. Now, after today's lesson, now you can remember the new words we learned from last lesson. Right? All the new words. Village, fall asleep, lie down, and so on. You know. Now you can answer questions about part one of the story. Right? In your notebook. You wrote down questions to part one. Now you understand new words, right? This time we learned 5 different new words. And now you can understand part two of the story. Why all this happened to Rabbi Akiva? It was just like Rabbi Akiva said, everything is for the good. Great job, everyone. You guys did a great job. All right, see you again soon. Bye-bye.